Hey, this is Bill Vanderbush, and I want to encourage you to check out my friend Norman Brown and his podcast called New Pneuma, and you can go to newpneuma.com to find it. It's P-N-E-U-M-A.com. Norman talks about everything from identity to grace to diversity to unity to reconciliation, and his desire really is the same as what's on my heart, and that is to bring people together, to be the kingdom of God, to express the love and grace of Jesus here on the earth. I highly encourage you to check out Norman Brown and the New Pneuma podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Giorgio Impano, and I'm the founder of Global Celebration. And I want to invite you to jump on New Pneuma Godcast. It's a powerful podcast with Norman Brown. You will love it. Norman is a great host, and I appreciate Norman. Appreciate you, what you're doing. Love you, man.
Right. And I'm like, the stuff I'm writing now is like way above that. Like, dang, I wouldn't even want nobody to hear that no more. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad I didn't put out certain things because of that. I mean, but the point I'm trying to make all in all is that, and I know we've been saying a whole lot of stuff that isn't even related to Ecclesiastes 9:11. But the point is that, you know, we have to understand how to represent the Lord. And representing him is only done well when you've been seasoned in certain things. You have to give it time to get to know the Lord, to get to know his word, to build a strong foundation. And then you could be ready to be launched out there. See, it's no difference in the artist from what the Bible says about don't put a novice into a certain position because they will be lifted up with pride, just like Satan. And that is a problem that I'm starting to see creeping up in certain artists that's out here. They get lifted up because, oh, their skills are being, you know, praised so much about how nice they are with the lyrics or something like that, but they have no actual foundation scripturally in their walk with the Lord. They haven't been discipled or anything like that. And they're just dropping stuff out there, and they're just making Christ look crazy because of what they're doing.
So I do want to speak to what you're saying, because I believe that even though it may seem like a deviation, it's very important or imperative that we stress this point, because what we're talking about is a few things. We're talking about representation. We're talking about ambassadorship. We're talking about ministry. And all these things are important. The reason why this scripture is even being brought up as one of the major misconceptions or misunderstandings or misappropriations is because of the influence of artistry. Had artists not had been so free to say and do whatever without being checked, then we wouldn't even have this as a popular thinking, well, way of thinking, that people think this kind of way about even this particular passage. But it has gone unchecked for so long. And I believe it's a thing that I just want to speak to one major thing that I think it does. It speaks to the fact of how we don't respect how God moves, or the way that God views artistry, artisans, craftsmanship. So we look at it as anybody who's doing artistic work, that's a plaything. That's for the youth. Let's send them to the youth and deal with the children, or let's look at that as something not as the same, on the same level as getting on somebody's quote unquote pulpit and preaching or whatever. And we've dismissed the arts for so long that we've allowed it to grow into a beast in certain ways, to where we don't realize that an artist can have more influence than a bishop, a pastor, a preacher, whatever, just by their words. And because yes, we've dismissed it, now it has developed so much influence or whatever. And this is why they don't want to give it up, bro. They don't want to give up. Okay, I came over to this side, so I'm going to convert or translate my influence on that side over to this side without shutting it down. But we know that in any other situation, if we're developing prophets, young novice apostles, young ministers, we shut down everything and say, no, be like you said, be discipled, because you need to learn ambassadorship. You need to learn how to distinguish between what you want to say in your flesh and what the Lord would have you say as a representative. You also need to know how to understand the difference between what is your personal things or allowances, which you can do, and then what you should be telling the people on behalf of the church and on behalf of the government or the kingdom. These are distinctions. We know this, even secular statesmen and politicians know this. When they represent their constituency, they're not just speaking from their own personal thing. They're speaking as representatives of their constituents. So it's so much stuff in that, I believe, that we could go on and on. But I just want to say I do believe that that's a whole podcast and a whole breakdown in and of itself, where people need to learn how to learn and how to be discipled. And before you go to the next thing, I just wanted to highlight, when I said it's a Frankenstein of a verse, the verse that was being tagged on to that Proverbs or Ecclesiastes, excuse me, scripture was when Christ was in the middle of speaking with the disciples about the destruction of the temple of Jerusalem. And the disciples were asking him, when shall these things take place? And he's describing to them the destruction and the persecution that would happen. And he talks in the midst of that. He says, and he that endures to the end will be saved. And so they take a scripture that's really speaking about time and chance happening to us all. The race is not given to the swift or strong. And then they attach that to Christ dealing with the destruction of the temple, the Israel or the early church fleeing out to being scattered in a diaspora, and him telling them that he that endures to the end will be saved. And they somehow link those scriptures together to make their songs. And many of us fell for it. So I feel like that's a travesty. It's a prime example of why we need to study to show ourselves approved.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So I think that we've hit that good enough. I want to move on. The next scripture that I want us to talk about is let me say it like this. The next idea that I want us to discuss is the cessation of the gifts. So we're going to go to Corinthians to see what that says. All right, so First Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll start at verse 27. It says, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Now, before we go into this, what does a body look like? A body has hands, arms, face, eyes, nose, mouth, feet, all kinds of stuff that's on the body. So when we look at this passage of scripture, we got to keep that in mind as for one. But then it says, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. We can stop right there, actually. We wouldn't even need to go to anything else other than that. Why? Because that does not say God has set some in the church for a season and it's going to be over at a certain point in time, which will be in the next 3 months or something like that.
Right.
It doesn't say that. It says God established something, and he established that thing for a reason. Now, I'm going to go down to verse 31 just because I'm trying to hit a certain point. It says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. What is the more excellent way? Okay, let's go to chapter 13. The one that everybody knows, but they never seem to link it with the previous verse or previous chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it does not profit me anything. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love vaunted not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, does not seek its own, is not easily provoked. Now, I just want to stop there real quick, because it doesn't say it's not provoked. It says it's not easily provoked. So that is, so I want to say this because of this reason. A lot of people think because we claim we're walking in love with people, that that means we should never have anything bother us. Like, nothing's going to touch us. Nothing's going to make us upset. Nothing's going to offend us. But the Bible does not say love is never provoked. It says it's not easily provoked. In other words, people aren't going to just be able to keep walking all over you, doing whatever they want to do, and you don't say nothing. That is not how Jesus operated. That's not how I'm going to operate. And too many times, people in the body of Christ, and this goes into a discussion that I think this kind of ties into that discussion that we had on Clubhouse not long ago, where we were talking about, are we going to be passive or aggressive or whatever, right?
Right.
And the thing was, we were saying, is the gospel a passive gospel, or is the kingdom passive? And I think that Jesus answered the question when he said, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, I don't necessarily mean by that, I don't believe Jesus meant by that, that everything is about you storm into a building. You're like, we're taking that. We're getting this back. That's ours. You know, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that love is not weak. Love is not a punk. Love is not a sissy. Love is not sitting on the side letting people walk all over it, do whatever they want to do. That's not what love does. And even with Jesus, you know, he would say certain things to people that addressed him in a certain way or whatever, that he would make comments. And there would be times when he would say, you know what? Right now, I'm about to rebuke you. He would just rebuke the people. Another time, he would walk away. Maybe it was a time when they were trying to kill him, trying to throw him off the mountainside. And he walked away. He got through there. He dipped off. And nobody knew where he went. Stuff like that. The point is that he didn't just sit by and let people walk all over him, even though he did say, turn the other cheek in a certain situation. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Let me just say something on that real quick, because I just want to highlight the scripture you brought out, where it says in, let me see, Matthew 11, and we'll get back to the scripture you were talking about, where it says, Matthew 11:11 says, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And then it says in 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. And so I just wanted to highlight that in that particular scripture, it, what it reads, we have to dig into that, investigate it. It almost sounds like Christ is saying that there was violence being suffered, or the kingdom was suffering from violence until the time of John the Baptist. And it says, and the violent was taking it by force. We have to get into that to say, is that the scripture that is the, I guess, foundation for saying we are the violent taking it by force? Are we a part of the kingdom that has suffered violence and we will no longer suffer it? But we suffered it up until the times of John, and now those times are over.
Thanks for listening to the New Pneuma Godcast once again. This is your host, Norm. Follow me at Norm the Professor on IG. I'm in agreement for power and breakthrough in your life. Keep tuning in every week for that real talk, new life.